Under today's state law, a Florida judge has no discretion to sentence a person below the mandatory minimum sentence when it comes to drugs. The sentences vary depending on the type and quantity of a drug. For example, if a person is caught trafficking between 14 and 28 grams of oxycodone, they'd receive a minimum mandatory sentence of at least 15 years with a $100,000 fine tacked on. But Democratic Representative Katie Edwards says while it's important to make sure drug traffickers are caught and punished, she says the current law does nothing for the prescription drug offenders who are addicts and face the same criminal penalties as a drug trafficker.
What my bill does is recognize that we need some discretion at the judicial level during sentencing. We need some criterion factors in place to make sure that the person who got hooked on oxycodone with seven pills does not go to jail for 3 years. You guys know that person belongs diverted to drug court or in treatment. They don't belong in a state prison.
The bill had the support of Florida Public Defenders Association, the Florida Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, and Families Against Mandatory Minimums. But it's a different story for state prosecutors and law enforcement.
The attorney general is opposed to this bill. The state attorneys are opposed to this bill. It's a step backwards. It's sending the wrong message when we are finally having some success against these pills.
State Attorney for the 18th Circuit, Philip Archer, says the discretion should stay with state attorneys and law enforcement rather than leaving it up to a judge. He adds, if this bill becomes law, it will weaken years of progress and get in the way of the message the state is trying to send.
If you're caught with as little as seven pills and you're selling to your classmates or you're selling to other young people or you're out on the street and that's the first time you get caught, you're looking at a three-year minimum mandatory. That's a strong message that we can send to people that are dealing in this misery. You know, it's polite to say that, you know, what's the big deal, no prior record, you know, he's got seven or eight pills, first time he's dealing. These are the pills that are killing our young people, young and old alike.
But Republican Representative Dave Hood, who sponsored an amendment to narrow the focus of the bill, thinks selective leniency is a good step towards stopping the wasting of lives on people who need treatment, not prison.
We're only talking about first offenders, nonviolent, no prior history. And what we're doing is putting the discretion in the one person in the courtroom who doesn't have something to gain. It's the impartial observer, the judge.
Electra Bustle with the Florida Sheriff's Association takes a harder line.
Crime in Florida is at a 40-year low, and it's not coincidental or accidental that that's the case. We believe in part it's because of the strong laws that this body has passed over the last 20 years, whether that's 10-20 life or the 85% law or the mandatory minimums. We cannot forget that, as now we are sort of saying, well, with this group, we want to make a shift.
The bill passed in the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee Tuesday, 8-5, with both bipartisan support and opposition. It has two more stops to go before it heads to the House floor. Its next committee stop is the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.